James Toto. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 presents Time with Toto with your host, James Toto.
Good Saturday morning. Today is 17th April of 2021, and welcome to Time with Toto. I'm James Toto. This half-hour show is dedicated to our veterans and issues that involve them, local news here in Atlantic County and the surrounding areas, news happening in the great taxation state of New Jersey, national and international news, and how it will impact us here both as a state and nation. You can follow me on Facebook and YouTube at Time with Toto. Please post any comments either for or against and why you have that position. My point of view comes from a middle-of-the-road point of view that is just a few clicks to the right. I believe that the government and the legislators are there to serve the people and not the other way around. There is no such thing as a free lunch, so when people talk about the government handing out money, that money comes from taxes. The more taxes we have, the more restrictive the government is on our freedoms, and we become reliant on government programs. Please go to Time with Toto and let me know what you think in a clear and common sense fashion. I'm just a working class guy, a blue collar worker, and I would like to think that I represent a common sense logic that most people have. If you agree or disagree, let me know at Time with Toto. Since this is our voice and common sense discussions lead to common sense solutions, as my wife says, either you're part of the solution or part of the problem. Don't be part of the problem. And we're going to switch things up a little bit here this morning. I'm going to change it up a little bit. There's so much going on right now in the nation that's what I'm going to talk about this whole half hour. Right now, one of the biggest things that's out there is the court packing. Yes, first-term Representative Mondaire Jones has introduced a bill into the House of Representatives to increase the number of justices on the Supreme Court. He wants to add 4 seats. So this is quite crazy because right now it's 6-3, but in reality it's actually 5-4 on the conservative side, considering that John Roberts really isn't that conservative. And he's been adding things, you know, along the way. So in all reality, it's basically a 5-4 majority on the conservative side in the Supreme Court. And what they're doing is this, they are basically packing the court. And this is one of the things that even Joe Biden, while he was running, said he would not do, did not favor it. And this is the direction that we're heading in. And God forbid that one of these people, you know, especially like, say, Chuck Schumer, who, this is his quote, "Not only do these extremist judges threaten more than a century of progressive achievements," read a letter to Schumer by 20 New York elected officials, "they threaten to foreclose the possibility of any future progress under a Democratic administration." This is part of the checks and balances, folks. This is why we have 3 branches of government that help guide this nation. That's why we have it. So basically, the Democrats are stamping their feet, holding their breath, and they're making threats. And one of the reasons this happens is, look, the Democrats lost races that they hope to win in Maine, North Carolina, and Iowa. And all of a sudden now they're going to stamp their feet and they're going to change things so that it becomes almost impossible for us to have, as a nation, a fair and balanced government. Now, in April, President Biden, he created a commission to study possible reforms to the court, including adding seats. Biden had promised to create such a commission if elected, saying the judicial system was getting out of whack, but said it's not about court packing. He had said previously that he wasn't interested in doing this. Then he said he is doing this. This guy doesn't know what planet he's on, let alone that he's the president of the United States right now. And I am losing faith in everything that we stand for as a country. It's just absolutely insane. This is hypocrisy at its best. And if we don't do something now, because they've got less than 2 years for the midterm elections to happen, where I think that the Democrats are going to lose big time. And this is, thank God, because they are really driving this country in the wrong direction. And look at the prices that are going up. Look at everything that's going wrong with us right now. And they refuse to admit that they're doing the wrong thing for the country, for what we actually stand for, what the principles that we were founded on. They refuse to defend them, and it's absolutely insane. And if you're not pissed off about this, if you're not angry about this, then you really need to take a gut check as to what you stand for. because I pledge allegiance to this flag of the United States of America and to the republic. This is a republic. It's not a democracy, for which it stands. And we are supposed to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We'll be right back after these messages.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Hi, it's Harry Hurley. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 cares about Atlantic City and South Jersey, and we want to know what concerns you have about what's happening in your neighborhood. Let us know by tapping on the Message Us button on the WPG Talk Radio app.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. Now, as I stated at the beginning of this program, there's a lot going on here in the country. Now, back in December, an Army officer was pulled over. And the Army officer's name is Second Lieutenant Karan Nazario. And the police had their lights and sirens on, or their lights on, to pull him over. He didn't pull over right away. Finally, he used the excuse that he pulled off into a well-lit area. Then he refused to comply with the orders given to him by police. Now, there's been a lot of questions about this. So Nazario has filed a lawsuit seeking $1 million in compensatory damages, claiming the two officers violated his rights guaranteed under the First and Fourth Amendments. The suit filed in U.S. District Court and first reported by the Virginia Pilot claims the officers used excessive force during the stop in December. Now, I've seen the video of it, and if he had complied, if he had done everything that he was told to do, he would not have gotten sprayed with pepper spray. They probably would have treated him with respect. He did have the uniform on. Here's the complete irony of it. The name of the officer that pepper sprayed him is Joe Gutierrez, but this doesn't play well with the media. So you've got a Latino Army officer and a Latino police officer who pepper sprayed, the police officer pepper sprayed the lieutenant because he was not complying. The guy was completely argumentative. At what point in time are we as Americans going to say to those who keep having bad things happen to them, quit screwing up, quit not complying? If you comply with the police, look, I've been pulled over for, I had a police officer behind me. I got pulled over after the light had turned green. He let me know that my registration was expired. I did everything he said for me to do, and I did it to the letter. I was, friendly to the officer. The officer gave me the respect that I gave him. He returned it in favor. So I do not understand where all of a sudden you could be non-compliant, something bad happens to you, and yet you're the victim. I don't understand that. Now, this is not an abuse of power. Is it out of the guidelines of what the police officer did? It's probably not recommended by their I know he's been fired. It's not recommended use of force. I understand that. But at the same time, at what point in time are we going to just stop and say, stop acting like animals and idiots? If a police officer says for you to do something, comply. Don't resist arrest, which is going to lead me into something else, my next subject here, because this is just, it's absolute insanity. How have we as Americans lost respect for the police? The police are out there doing a very dangerous job day in and day out. One of the toughest jobs to do in this country is to be a New Jersey state trooper. Okay, every state has their own troopers, but a New Jersey state trooper, you are on the drug corridor for the Northeast. That's the New Jersey Turnpike, Garden State Parkway, AC Expressway. It goes in and out of some of the most, it transports drugs from point A to point B, and these New Jersey state troopers have got the toughest job there is. Local PD is right there behind them. 9 times out of 10 to give support and to aid. And these guys have got, our good folks in blue have got a very, very tough job. You never know what you're going to roll up to. You walk up to a car, it could go very smoothly, or it could actually end your life. Like it has happened this past week and the week before. police officers are getting shot day in and day out. I do not hear anybody in the media calling it out. The mass media, I do not hear anybody calling it out that what is happening across this country to our police officers is a sin. It's disgraceful and it's embarrassing. This is just absolutely horrific. We need to get ourselves together, support our police. This is just absolutely, for anybody to say that, oh my God, what, this poor guy, they show this cute picture of the young man that was recently shot in Milwaukee. They show a picture of him holding his child. That's really sweet. That's great. They don't bother to mention that the guy had a criminal record as long as my arm. So do not believe all the media hype as to what's going on out there. If you watch the video, and I will guarantee you this because I'm going to talk about this in the next segment, most of you that are out there that are listening to this right now, unless you've got some form of law enforcement training, cannot possibly fathom the amount of stress that goes on a pullover and all that would turn out to be what they first thought was just for an expired registration turns into there is a warrant for their arrest. And that warrant for that arrest, and I will get into this in the next segment, means you're rolling up on somebody that's dangerous, somebody that could take your life, somebody that has already committed a felony before, and now you're in it. So we're going to pause for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Time with Toto.
So what is Talk with a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk with a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk with a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. Getting right back into it. During the week, this past week, there was a shooting in Milwaukee. Little town called Brooklyn Center. Officer Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran of the police force, accidentally shot Duante Wright, a 20-year-old criminal. It was a normal stop, a pullover for an expired registration, and when they found out there was a warrant for his arrest, now mind you, Officer Potter was in the middle of also training another officer. And so she's a field training officer. So there's a lot that's going on. Now, all of a sudden you go from, and I was explaining this before, is that your level of stress goes from about a 5 to 30 on a scale of 1 to 10. When all of a sudden you find out, you're going to arrest somebody because they are there's a warrant for their arrest, and this person has already been arrested, has priors with weapons, assault. There's a lot that's going on there. So this officer's stress levels have now gone up through the roof. You're paying attention to what your other officer is doing. You're paying attention to what the perpetrator is doing, and you're paying attention to you're out there in traffic. There's a lot going on all at one time. And everyone wants to judge it, Monday morning quarterback it, as if this is just a lackadaisical arrest. It's not. It's not that simple. Until you're the one that is out there putting your life on the line day in and day out. And these cops were professional the entire time. It was a stress level mistake. I'm not justifying what she did. I'm saying I understand how it can happen. There's a lot going on all at once. I'm not making what happened right. But, and this is a big but, if Duante Wright had done what he was supposed to do from the get-go, which was either one, let's see, pay your registration, you wouldn't have gotten pulled over. Comply with the police the entire time when they were putting the cuffs on you, you wouldn't have gotten shot. Hadn't committed a crime in the first place. In other words, you hadn't had a prior arrest and there wouldn't have been a warrant for your arrest. This would have never have happened. But yet we're going to hang Kim Potter out to dry when, for all intents and purposes, Duante Wright was no angel. Kind of like the whole thing with George Floyd and Michael Brown. Now, a lot of people are out there going to be all upset with me. Go, oh my God, I can't believe you said those two were. Now, those two names. Now, Derek Chauvin's on the trial for his life out there, and I don't know exactly what was running through his mind, but I know this much. When you're dealing with somebody who is resisting arrest, which means they're not compliant, and it's game on. And what do I mean by game on? Before anyone jumps to conclusions, it's that anything can happen with the person that you are arresting. George Floyd was a big man, strong man. See by the muscle definition that was on him? This is a guy who took care of himself, physically, that is. With what he was putting into his body, not so much. So you don't know how bad this is going to escalate. The man didn't want to get arrested. He was already in the back of a police car and fought his way out of there. But with Duante Wright, this 20-year-old guy, and the media, this is what really agitates the heck out of me, is that the media puts a picture on there of him holding an infant. Oh, this guy's such a victim. This and what about his past? If he hadn't gotten in trouble from the get-go, in other words, if he had his life on the right path and hadn't gotten into trouble, this never would have happened. If he had complied with the police, this never would have happened. And if Kim Potter maybe was a little bit more proficient with, you know, those stress levels going up at this point, yes, maybe this wouldn't have happened. But it happened. And now the rest of America is being torn apart. We got enough stuff going on here. And the one thing that is driving the media crazy right now, it's like a feeding frenzy of sharks out there. And there's blood in the water. And they're going crazy with it. Because all they want to do is scream, white cop shoots black person. That's it. That's their whole message. The entire thing. That's why I brought up Army officer that was pepper sprayed. That guy shoved under the rug. That guy shoved under the rug. How often have you heard the name William Evans this past week? How often did you hear that? Not often. That's a U.S. Capitol police officer who was murdered by Noah Green, a follower of Farrakhan. He didn't obey the commands, and yet they shot him, but we're going to keep that one quiet, though. Meanwhile, William F. Evans and his family, an 18-year veteran of the U.S. Capitol Police Force, is dead today. But that gets swept under the rug. The Army officer, it's Latino on Latino. We're going to sweep that under the rug. D.C. shooting, Ashley Babbitt. She was there on January 6th. The police officer the agent that shot her, he was cleared. There's not a lot said about that. But we are going to raise, holy heck, they are burning down the city of Brooklyn Center in Milwaukee. They got enough problems out there going on in Milwaukee right now as it is. And this is what's going to happen. This is just absolute insanity. They want to keep driving that wedge. So parents, and I don't care what color you are. I don't care what sex they are. It doesn't matter. Talk to your kids. When a police officer pulls you over, you comply. It's the same thing I told my kids. You are pulled over, you comply. You do exactly as you're told. Do not give any lip. Don't talk back. Don't try and be cute. Because it's frustrating as heck when I see all this stuff on, whether it's YouTube or Facebook or all these other things. It's frustrating as all could be. When I see kids being non-compliant or adults being non-compliant to a police officer. So, parents, do the right thing. Maybe if this kid was raised the right way and hadn't gone down the criminal path, he'd be alive today. Maybe if he put his mind to something positive, he wouldn't have led the life that he led. But these were his choices. This is the choice from his guidance that he received along the way. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. My name is James Toto. This is Time with Toto.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Free health care, hundreds to more than $1,000 per month in disability compensation, and tens of thousands for college tuition. Choose VA and see why Veterans Trust in VA reached an all-time high. Claim the benefits you've earned at choose.va.gov.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. So with all the stuff that's been going on for the past week, 2 weeks, past God knows how long it's been going on now, as a country, we need to unite. And that would really tick the mass media off, because that's not their goal. They want us divided. It's called divide and conquer. For anybody that's out there that's ever studied any kind of strategy, whether it's in business or military or paramilitary, whatever it is, you know, if you divide people up, they're easier to take down bit by bit. One twig by itself is weak. It's easily snapped. You get a bunch of twigs together and you hold them tight, it's much harder to break. And that's what they're doing right now. That's what's happening right now in this country, is that we are being divided. We're being separated into groups. And from there, they're taking it down bit by bit. They're dismantling the government. They're dismantling our country, rather, not the government, but they're dismantling our country. Take a look at the border down the Mexican border. Kamala Harris was put in charge of this whole thing to straighten out the border mess. Where's she going? Guatemala. For what? She's going to waste taxpayer dollars to go down. She hasn't done anything in the last 3 weeks to solve the problem at the border. Nothing. And they refuse to admit their mistakes, which is driving me crazy, because the media out there called President Trump on everything. They tried to made stuff up because they couldn't find anything. They made stuff up about him. So this is where it gets extremely frustrating, because I'm the kind of person, whether I like the person or not, if they're doing a good job, I still respect what they're doing. Right now we have two people that are, you know, the vice president and the president, who are doing a lousy job of running this country. They really are. They're standing on the shoulders of President Trump and calling themselves tall, and they haven't done a darn thing yet but dismantle things. We're lucky the economy is still humming along. But they're going to dismantle that. Just give it time. Because interest rates are going up, and inflation will go up, and the cost of everything is going up. So watch what's going on out there. So these folks that are doing nothing, Kamala Harris is useless. Useless. Absolutely useless. And Joe Biden is no better. They're gonna put sanctions on Russia because they feel as though they tampered with the elections. I'm surprised they even said that out loud. We need to pull together as a country. And that means talk to your neighbors. Talk to the kids that are walking down the street. Get to know the people in your neighborhood. There's a lot that's going on out there, and there's a lot that we can do together instead of keep separating ourselves. Because I don't care what color you are. I don't care what sex you are. I don't care what's your sexual preference. I really couldn't care less. All I want to know is that you're a good person and you're going to do the right thing. And if I see somebody that's out of the ordinary in my neighborhood, and that person out of the ordinary could be white, could be black, could be brown, could be whatever it is, if I haven't seen them in my neighborhood before, I ask questions. Hey, how's it going? What are you doing? Looking for something? Maybe I can point you in the right direction. Yeah, your friend's house right down the street. I know most of the people in my neighborhood. But right now, media, social media, especially social media, is just really bad. It really is. And I go on Facebook, and I'm trying to keep everything light these days, because we got to start to laugh. I'm a huge fan of the 80s music and 80s movies and stuff like that, because I think it was a better time. What was a really, really good time for the morality of America was the 40s, the 50s. That was really good. But the music and the movies of the 80s was phenomenal. It really was. Race wasn't in the conversation. We didn't focus on that. We focused on being American. We were so happy when the 1980 Olympic hockey team, when they won. We beat the Russians. It was a very proud moment. I remember my father getting teary-eyed, and he didn't even watch hockey. It was amazing. We as Americans knew how to pull together, and we wanted to work for a stronger America. And it didn't matter what color you were. It didn't matter. No one was as easily offended, which is something else I find completely hysterical, is that the generation that grew up on South Park is offended by all the stuff that's going on out there. This is absolutely insane. You guys would have never survived in the 70s and the 80s with All in the Family and the Jeffersons and all the other shows that were on out there. Barney Miller. It was absolutely, it was great writing. It was great TV. But you wouldn't have survived it because your head would have exploded. I just find it just, folks, don't believe all the stuff that you're hearing out there. So, you know, as far as, you know, being so sensitive as to all these things that are being made up by the media, because it really is, they're all they're doing is they're picking out the stories that they want you to hear, and then they twist it, and they twist it to their narrative, and they create the separation. And the more separate we become, the easier it is to take this nation down. And I know there's a group of veterans out there like myself who, one, we took an oath of office to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, which right now these socialist liberals, socialist Democrat liberals, are trying to dismantle at every turn. So when it, you know, this November, if you move into this area and you moved here for the, you know, for lower taxes and better scenery, don't vote the same way you did from where you moved out of. So if you came from Philadelphia or New York City and you voted Democrat over there, don't do that here. Because the Democrat Party of JFK is gone, long gone. You got people like Rashid Tlaib and all-out crazy AOC. You got all that. They are not your normal Democrats. These guys, these folks are socialists. And you're going to be on the losing end of the spectrum when everything, if their plan comes to fruition, you're going to be on the losing end. Until we talk again, God bless you, and I hope you have a good week, and keep the faith. Till then, I'm James Toto. Thank you for spending your time with Toto. Have a good day. 95.5 F.